Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the gift of salvation. Oh, Father God, we thank you for an open heaven. We thank you that we can approach you as Abba Father. Oh, God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. Father God, we thank you that Satan is defeated and darkness is destroyed. Oh, God, bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, in your anointing upon our lives to overcome every obstacle that tries to hinder this ministry, every obstacle that tries to shut us down and take us off the map. Oh, Father God, we bless you, 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 we bless you. Hallelujah. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord. And you are indeed greatly to be praised. So we want to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Bless our services on today. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We don't want nobody to get the glory but you. We don't want nobody to get the honor but you. We don't want nobody to get the praise but you and you alone. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. We embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it. And now we give the day back to you, Father. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, glory be to God. And Father, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, hallelujah, the glory and the power, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we thank you, and it is in Jesus' name that we pray. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, 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 great. And God's name is greatly to be praised. Welcome, welcome back. Amen. We want to say welcome to our first time listeners. Amen. Those visiting our platform for the very first time. Good morning to you. Maybe it's evening or afternoon where you are. We realize you might be on the other side of the country as we're calling in from the United States of America near the Philadelphia area is our home base. But we realize that you may be sitting somewhere in Africa, Nigeria, Canada, glory be to God, Asia, China, Russia. Amen. We don't know where you're listening in and from, but we want to say thank you for listening in. Amen. And please enjoy the services. Amen. We want you to know that we are faithful to the mission here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, and we show up 7 days a week. 7 days a week we are here. Every now and then we have a little technical difficulties, but hey, so is life. Amen. We can't get mad. Amen. Glory be to God. When we have technical difficulties, amen, we just keep it moving in another direction. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. And I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is Lord. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first, amen, his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Today is our Praise Wednesday. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Wednesdays, we do things a little bit differently. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Amen. But as the Holy Spirit leads us, amen, we sort of like do a little bit more interaction on Wednesdays. Amen. Glory be to God as we open up the lines, amen, to hear, amen, from some of our partners. Amen. So glory be to God. Look, don't just call in. Amen. You don't have to stay behind the scene. Amen. You can email us. You can call us. Amen. And you definitely can participate, because the first time we call you, amen, a visitor, Amen. But when you come back a second time, we call you friend, we call you family. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of Jesus. So we want to begin this morning. Amen. We're going to zip all the way over to Oklahoma City. We haven't, amen, had that opportunity in a couple weeks, and we missed that. Amen. But we have the pleasure of zipping over to Oklahoma City this morning to our sister Janetta Lacey. Amen. A faithful, faithful, faithful friend to the ministry. Amen. From conception. Amen. When this ministry was birthed, amen, 10 and a half years ago in that motel room in Horsham, PA. Amen. Glory be to God. Y'all know the story. Some of you did, some of you don't. Amen. We'll be glad to share it with you. Amen. At a future date for some of you who do not know how this ministry was birthed. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. Well, anyhow, Sister Lacey was there, amen, as one of the seven women that was there on that day of celebration, serving as a midwife. Amen. I'm going to tell you, amen, to what God had done. Amen. And God is still moving in the building. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. So at this time, amen, let us hear from her on this morning. Good morning, Sister Lacey. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm truly blessed this morning. How are you, Pastor Bradford?
I'm exceedingly well. Exceedingly well. Thank you. Bless the Lord. All right. The floor is yours, sister.
Thank you. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ, bearing one another's burdens. At some point, all of us struggle under the weight of a difficult situation. It might be a sin we cannot overcome, a trial that just doesn't let up, or a need that remains unmet. However, there is no need to struggle through it alone, because we have the support of fellow believers as we bear one another's burdens. There's an example of this in the book of Acts. Christians of the early church pooled their resources to help meet the material and financial needs of believers who were in poverty. Acts 4:32-35. Paul also displays his concern for others' welfare in his various letters to growing churches. He knew it was his responsibility and privilege to strengthen them, even though he was repeatedly undergoing his own hardship and affliction. Can't wait until life is free from problems before reaching out to others. That day may never come. Though every one of us has his or her own needs, it's important to remember we can do all things through Christ's strength. And that includes sharing someone else's burden. When we're willing to wade into a fellow believer's troubles to help, that person is blessed, and we're fulfilling the Lord's command to love our neighbor as ourselves, bearing one another's burdens. I thank you, my brothers and sisters, for welcoming me back. And I pray that everyone on the call has a blessed and very prosperous day. Thank you.
Amen, and thank you, my sister. I don't know what you're talking about welcoming you back. You're never going anywhere. You're never going anywhere in our spirits and our hearts. Amen, that you were just on a little slight sabbatical. Amen, and that's okay from time to time. Amen. And so thank you for reading. And indeed, we must bear one another's burdens, because we are our brother's keeper. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Sister Lacey. Have a good day. We love you and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Pastor Bradford. I love you also.
Amen. I know you do. Thank you. All right, saints, amen. We bless be the name of the Lord, amen. I was talking to the Lord this morning, amen, and the Lord, amen, said something very, very, very interesting to me. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, we might not do it today because I really didn't give you guys enough notice. But we definitely want to do it next Wednesday. And if you got something today, we can begin today. But we want to share with one another some of the funny things that have happened to us in our lives. Some of the things that maybe we have done that caused us to laugh, our children or other people, and share that with one another. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory, 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 glory. We know we shared, amen. We talked about our mother. We talked about our parents and our guardians. And the reason we want to talk about laughter is this. There are several verses, amen. But Psalms 2 and 4 says this. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in thy vision. All right? So we see there that the Lord is in heaven laughing. Wait a minute, I got another scripture. There's a whole lot of them. I just picked three for this morning. Psalms 37 and 13 says this. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Ah. And one more I want to share with you on today. Psalms 59 and 8. But thou, O Lord, shall laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Wow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Beloved, we see that God, our Father, is sitting up in heaven laughing. I don't know about y'all. I know I give him something to laugh at. Woo! Glory be to God. And I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit better. Amen. But I know he'd be sitting up in heaven like saying, what? My daughter. Amen. Glory be to God. God has a sense of humor, saints. And sometimes, amen, we so stiff-necked, glory be to God, Christians scared to laugh like they're going to hell if they're going to break a smile. Just so serious. Just so spiritual. Sometimes, beloved, we so spiritual, we ain't no earthly good. The Lord is sitting up in heaven laughing. I know he's sitting up there laughing, glory be to God, when some of his children be preaching the word, be preaching. I ain't going to say the word. They be preaching and teaching. And I bet he be up there scratching his head and say, where'd he get that from? What Bible did he get that from? That sure ain't in the word. And I'm sure there's a lot of things that we do. But the Lord had, and he's definitely laughing at our enemies. Because they think they're getting over on us, and God says, if you only knew. And you know, beloved, and we need to laugh at ourselves. Amen. I know sometimes I laugh at myself. Amen. And there's plenty of scriptures in the Bible, beloved, that tells us that we need to laugh. Laughter is good to the bones. You live longer. You live healthier. It takes less muscles to smile and laugh than it does to frown. Amen. So today, amen, we're going to open up the lines. Amen. If anybody has a testimony or they want to share something. And so it's sort of last minute. Amen. But think about it for next Wednesday. You got a whole week to pray on and to see what you want to share with us. Now, if you're going to tell me you lived your whole life and you ain't never laughed, then you ain't living. You ain't living. Come on now. Glory be to God. Something should be putting a smile in your heart. Something should be making you giggle. Glory be to God. Amen. And come on. Amen. And God just dropped that in my spirit this morning, so I'm not even ready myself. Amen. But I tell you, Lord's willing, next Wednesday, amen, I believe, amen, the Lord would have given me what he would have me to share with you, and hopefully he would have given you what he would have you to share with us. And then something. I know there's been some times when I've laughed so hard I had to go to the bathroom and change clothes. Anybody been there? had to go to. I tell you, I laughed so hard. Glory be to God. Me and my mother was in a restaurant. Glory be to God. Amen. And I laughed so hard. I had everybody in the restaurant, everybody, the waitress, everybody looking over at our table. And you know what? That laughter, they didn't know what we was laughing at. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't really remember myself right now, but the Holy Spirit going to bring it back to me. But you know what? We laughed so hard, it made them laugh. They didn't even know what they was laughing because we was laughing. Laughter is contagious. Glory be to God. They wanted to know what made us so happy. Glory be to God. So this is what we want to do on next Wednesday. All right? So pray about it, saints. Pray about it. Ask the Lord. Amen. What can you share with the audience? Glory. Because you know what? You got people around the world that's sad. Amen. They're depressed, oppressed, thinking about suicide. Come on now. Glory be to God. But when you share your testimony, glory be to God, you don't know what difference that's going to make in somebody else's life. Amen. Because what it's going to make a difference, because the Bible says we overcome by the word of our testimony. Glory be to God. That's what God says. We're supposed to tell it. Glory be to God. You ain't got to tell everything. Hallelujah. But tell something. Glory be to God. So that's what we want to do. Now, as we open up the lines, if you can think of something, amen, then share it. Amen. But if you share that, if you share anything else, we will just want to open up the lines for a few minutes. Amen. On this morning. Amen. Just hit the number one. Amen. On your telephone. Hit the number one. That'll put you in queue. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. God laughs. Amen. And we want to laugh too. Amen. And now that I'm talking about it, I can think of all the different occasions. Amen. That I laugh. Y'all know I be laughing while I'm preaching. I just break out in a laugh. Why? You, some of y'all might say, why Pastor laughing? Well, Pastor laughing because God laughing. Don't make me pull up all the scriptures. I done shared three with you. Don't make me. Y'all know I'll do it. I'll come right back here tomorrow morning and I'll load you down with every scripture in the Bible that tells you about God laughing. Matter of fact, I might do a teaching on that. Amen. I don't know if I'm going to have time to prepare it tonight for Bible study, but I'm going to do a teaching on laughter. Amen. How we need to laugh. Hey, look, let me tell you something. Somebody, amen, was weaned off cancer medication because they started laughing. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. So share some of your stories with us, saints. Amen. Something. I know my grandchildren make me laugh. Amen. Glory be to God. I just tell you, amen. Hallelujah. There's a lot of things that make you laugh. Amen. And so we bless. Let's bring some joy. That's what you call joy. Amen. We're not talking about the bloodshed. It's enough of that. Oh, God, don't get me started with the bloodshed. Don't get me started with that. Don't get me started about 10-year-old baby go visit grandma and get shot with a straight bullet. Don't get me started with that, saints. Amen. And that's sad. That's sad. Amen. But guess what? That 10-year-old went to heaven. I don't care if the family was saved or not saved. That 10-year-old went to heaven. Because until you get to the age of accountability, you go straight to heaven. Amen. And to God be praised. All right. Anybody got a word or testimony? A word of praise, anything they want to share with us today, amen, let us do so right now. Just hit the number one on your phone that'll put you in queue that will inform us that we have somebody waiting to speak. Okay, the floor is open to you.
Good morning. Can you hear me, Reverend Bradford?
We can hear you. If you can take it up one notch, if you take it up one notch, that would be a lot better.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we hear you. Yes, good morning.
Okay, good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise God for his joy, his laughter, his goodness, his kindness, his mercy, everything else. And I'm just hearing you speak of laughter, and laughter is good for the soul and good medicine. Now, thank God this morning, too, because I love laughter. Laughter, I don't care what it is. Matter of fact, they even call me Crazy Gwen. Sometimes, I mean, from school, even in church or wherever I go, because I always think of something humorous or something that I know could turn a situation around. So God is just good, and we must laugh, and because we didn't have laughter, that's just a part of God, and he gives us all different things. We can cry, we can moan, we can do many of things, but the good thing is I know how to laugh and make people laugh, and I'm just not bringing it up again, but I family reunion is this Saturday, July the 10th, and we was on a Zoom line, about six or seven of us or whatever. So I know we started out with prayer, but I just went on with laughter, and I told everybody, you just enjoy this thing. I don't care what it is. Just come in with laughter. Come in with praise. Come in with just whatever you want to come in. But don't let the devil steal nothing, because he don't own nothing. God owns everything. And whatever we do it in prayer and supplication. So I'm just thanking God this morning for his kindness, his goodness, his mercy, this beautiful prayer line, and thinking about you, Reverend Bradford. Yes, you do. You laugh. When you laugh, I laugh with you. And when you shout, I shout with you, whatever the case might be. God is so good, and I thank him for laughter. I don't even know how to do anything without laughter. And I know I dealt with children for 35 years, and they used to call me, Miss Gwen, you so funny. Oh, you so funny. And I would say, no, you're funny. They said, no, you're funny. And then we go on and on with it. So laughter, that's why the joy that I carry that God has given me is a laugh in my heart. It's a shout in my heart, in my mind, in my soul. Whatever God say we can do, I just thank him so much. Like, I'm happy this morning. Mostly I am happy most of the time, and joyous, and especially toward his people and my kids, grandkids, this prayer line, wherever I go. I want to carry laughter. I want to carry a prayer. I want to carry a cry. I want to carry an encouragement. I want to do all the things that God said we can do in him. So God is good, and I just want to tell you, wonderful guys, I just love you, and just keep the joy of the Lord in your heart, and that is peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' wonderful name, and I love you guys. Amen.
Amen. And we love you too, Sister Gwen. Amen. Thank you for sharing. And yeah, you just a little, I tell you, just an ever-ready battery. Amen. Always coming with joy. Amen. And just always ticking for the Lord. And that is very, very contagious. And you're going to thank God for being who you are. Amen. And keep the laughter going on. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Because you know what? One thing about laughter, even when we sad, we can be laughing on the inside. We can be crying on the outside, but laughing on the inside. The world don't even understand it. As Minister Nancy would say, it's something on the inside, working on the outside.
Something on the inside.
Amen. Glory be to God. That's so true. Yes. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord. Amen.
That's
and
right.
We need more than that. Yeah, we need to exuberate that joy. Amen. Because let me tell you something. We go around with a frown on our face and looking on me. The world not going to want to know our daddy. It's not. Why should they come and be introduced to Jesus, and we always sad and gloomy, don't never have nothing positive to say? Come on, show those teeth. Even if they not yours, you pay for them. You pay for them teeth, even if they ain't show them teeth. Maybe that guy.
That's right.
And put a smile on your face. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We bless you in the name of the Lord. Amen. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Have a wonderful and a beautiful and a glorious day. Amen. Tell Brother David we said hello. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Bless God.
Amen. Yes.
All right. Is there anybody, amen, that has a testimony, a word of praise, a short song, amen, anything you would like to share with us on our Praise Wednesday? Amen. Glory, just hit the number one. Amen. Glory be to God on your phone. Amen. And that will put you in queue, and we will open up the lines. Just hit the number one. Amen. Glory be to God. And next Wednesday, come prepared. Amen. And to share, amen, some of your funny stories with us. Amen. Hallelujah. And make us laugh, too. And even if it's not funny to us, as long as it was funny to you, amen, as long as it put a smile on your face, amen. And we blessed be the name of the living God. Okay, we have somebody in queue here. Good morning. The floor
good morning,
is open. Yes, good morning, Sister
morning,
Brenda. How are you?
Fine.
Good.
I have a lot of funny stuff, but it takes a long time, so I won't be able to tell my funny stuff. It's too long, and it's too funny. That's all I do is laugh. That's all I do is laugh. I wake up laughing in the morning because my sister, Aguinetta, she always texts me 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning with something funny, and I wake up and laugh, and I have to call her up on it. It'd be so funny, but she'd be sending me stuff, you know, texting me, and we just laugh early in the morning. Everybody
that's
else be sleeping, we'd be up laughing. Yeah, and I was trying to get you last night because my sister was here. She was just leaving. Cal Williams from down south. You know, I had been talking to her, and she, me and her were laughing a lot with Della. She got a chance to come up here and see Della.
Oh, bless God.
She hasn't seen her in 3 years. Yeah. So she laughing. Yeah. No, I talked to Cal yesterday, and we were laughing, you know. I'm always laughing, though. But one day, see, everybody know, whoever knows me, they know I'm scared of the elevator. So this woman was standing by me, fussing with somebody on the phone. And she heard me talking to somebody on my phone. I'm scared of elevators. So she stopped fussing, and she just bust out and started laughing at me. And then I made her feel better, and she said, thank you. And she told me thanks for making her laugh because she was very upset.
Oh, bless
so
God.
When you can make people laugh, and I'll do that every single day.
Oh, bless
and
God.
I just wanted to put that in there, but I do laugh every day. My family is funny. I have a good time laughing. And I was laughing at you this morning, listening to you talk. I was laughing at you. Yeah, because I know you laugh all the time. So that's good. Laughing is good. It's very good for the food.
Yes.
I'm going to let somebody else get in there, but I just wanted to say that a little bit. But I'm definitely scared of the elevator. Everybody laughs at me. People
oh,
laughing at me
God.
Because I'm going to get on elevator by myself. Okay.
Bless God.
Well, go.
Thank you for sharing.
You
are definitely the type of person I like hanging around. Amen. People who like to, you know what I mean, and laugh and have fun. See,
yes.
when situations mm-hmm. happen to us in life, it depends on how we look at it. You know
right.
what I mean? We can look at it critical and judgmental
mm-hmm.
and, you know what I mean, and evil, you know what I
yes.
mean, and different, all these different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can find a way
mm-hmm.
to laugh at that thing, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, and it,
mm-hmm.
that's not meaning that it's not serious. And it's just a matter of
right.
how we're looking at it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And some of us need to start laughing at ourselves because we take ourselves too serious, baby.
I look myself every single day.
That's beautiful. We both do the same thing.
That's
okay. beautiful.
Thank
you
me.
Say you wake up laughing. Oh, I really love that.
Yes, I do. Amen.
All right. All right. We want to hear from her. So look, I know you said it's long. So think meditate on something for next week, Lord's willing. And, you know, and the Lord will show you how to, you know, cut it down a little bit. And thank you for what you already shared about the elevator. But if you want to come back next week and share something else, please
yes.
feel free to do
okay.
so. Because Lord's willing,
thank
next
you.
Week we're going to open up the lines again for, amen, our laughing
okay.
stories and testimonies. Amen. God bless
okay.
you. Amen.
All
thank
right.
you for sharing.
God bless you.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. All right, thanks, amen, hallelujah. Laughter is good. I was reading an article about the man that was hospitalized, and they had given him a certain number of days to live. I think cancer, because he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer or something. But they said he ordered all these Laurel and Hardy movies. I think that's Laurel and Hardy. Y'all know who I'm talking about, the two crazy guys. And they said that he locked himself up. No, he wasn't at the hospital. He was home. And he locked himself up in the room, and he just played the movies all day and all night and laughed all day and all night. But guess what? That man was healed. That man was healed for laughter. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Laughter is good for the bones. To the bones, amen. It releases, amen, some type of chemicals. Amen. I'm gonna get it together for next Wednesday. Amen. It releases these chemicals that we hold into all those toxins and those evil thoughts and the anger and all that other negative stuff that we automatically just, hold on to. Well, laughter lets all of that go. Amen. And so endorphins or something. Amen. I don't know all the medical terms, but I'm going to have it next week. Amen. The bottom line is this, beloved. If God laughs, shouldn't be no research necessary. The only research we need is to see in the scripture where God laughs. And if God laughs, and then God made the emotion, then we need to laugh too. Amen. Glory be to God. And we know we do. Come on, let's bump it up a little bit. Glory, let's bump it up. Glory be to God. Just laugh. Be happy, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. All right, anybody else would like to share, even if you don't have anything in reference to laughing, anybody would like to share anything with us, amen, just hit the number 1, amen, on your phone. It'll put you in queue. Amen. Glory be to God. Before we conclude our call on today, amen. Any testimonies, any word of praise, hallelujah, anything God has done, amen, that you want us to know about today, amen, just hit the number 1 on your telephone, amen, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God. All right. Well, we're not going to prolong the day. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We just want to thank God. Amen. For the scripture. Amen. Showing us that God laughs. Amen. We want to thank God for our sister Lacey. Amen. Glory be to God coming with her reading on today about bearing one another's burdens. You can bear somebody's burdens by the Lord. You ever been depressed and then you start laughing and then you don't feel depressed no more? Matter of fact, I was around some people, they said, I don't want to laugh, because they knew if they laughed, they would feel better. So what happened is they started, feeling sorry for themselves, and they wanted to get stuck there, and they said they didn't want to laugh, because they knew they was trying to push me out the room, because they knew if they laughed, they was going to get healed. Amen. So, beloved, let me tell you something. When that spirit of laughter is on you, you are bearing one another's burden. So somebody that was sad ain't sad no more. Somebody that couldn't see the way they see now. Amen. Because you have a whole different perspective. Amen, when you laugh. So we want to thank God, amen, for our sister Brenda and sister Gwen sharing with us on today. Amen, glory be to God. And we want to thank God for you. All right? So next Wednesday, pray about it. You got all week. Say, God, what can I share to encourage my sisters and brothers, amen, on the line on next Wednesday in reference to a testimony, a story, or something that you would like to share in reference to laughing. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's not to make us laugh. It's the fact that you laugh. And you know what? And when you think about it, you'll laugh again in Jesus' name. All right. In form of announcement today, we're going to be at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock. And then we're coming back tonight at 8 o'clock for our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. And our Wednesday night Bible study is held on our prayer line. And that telephone number is 385-799-9729. In Jesus' name. I want to thank the Holy Spirit for dropping that in my spirit this morning as I got up. Because you know what I'm laughing even thinking about as I'm searching into my reservoir and my subconscious of some of the things that made me laugh, I'm laughing, taking the journey back for the things that made me laugh. I'm happy just thinking about all the things that made me laugh. Amen. And so keep laughing, saints. Amen. Because when you laugh, the world laughs with you. When you laugh, the world laughs with you. When you frown alone. Amen. In Jesus' name. Well, that's it. We're not going to prolong it. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We got that two sweet testimonies. We got a sweet reading. And we got the word of God that shows us that God let. Just think about it all this week. Just use your sanctified imagination and visualize God sitting up in heaven and his glorious state laughing. And ask God a question. Say, Lord, how many times you done laughed at me? Because I know I keep him chucking up there. I know I keep him chucking. Oh, my God, my God. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you for this service today, Father God. Thank you for the testimonies, Father God. Thank you for the reading. Father God, we laughing because we're encouraged because you laugh. Father God, we are encouraged because you laugh. You are not a sourpuss. Oh, no, God, you laugh. You laugh. And you probably laugh loud, Father. I'm sure you don't giggle in heaven. I'm sure you laugh so loud all the angels in heaven just got to turn around. Because God is laughing today. God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Father, because we know you laugh at all of us. And Father God, for the mistakes that we've made, we ask that you would forgive us, and we thank you for forgiving us. How you laugh at us, and then you cover us with grace and mercy to keep on going and try again. Thank you, God. Oh, God. God, we sure you laugh at us. Some of the things we call faith that's not faith. Woo! Because some of the stupid things we've done, some of the funny things we've done. God, we're so happy that you don't take it as serious, Father God, as we take. We take it more serious than you do. Oh, Father God. But, Father God, you have encouraged us to know that you're laughing at our enemies. So we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid, Father God. We are not upset, Father God. They might come up against us one way, but they're going to flee seven. Because your words are you sitting up in heaven, you laughing at them because you see that their day is coming. But, Father God, we pray today that you would give our enemies the will to get saved. Give them the will to get saved, Father God. Father, we know it's your desire that not one soul perish, not one soul go to hell. So, Father God, give them the will while they got time. While they got time, help them to repent, Father, in Jesus' name. And you definitely laughing at the devil. And we need to be laughing at the devil, too. Oh, because the devil already know his end. He know where he going. And that ain't no laughing matter. That ain't no laughing matter for him, but it's a laughing matter for us. And we say thank you and we bless you. Meet us at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock. And back tonight for our Bible study lesson, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, as we go out today, help us, Father God, to say something kind, even with our masks on, Father. Help us to be able to speak life, to say something funny, to give somebody a word of encouragement, to put a smile on somebody's face today, Father, because somebody's hurting. Somebody's hurting, Father God. They're crying on the inside. We might not see it on the outside, Father God. Somebody, they're just twisted. So, Father God, they so upset. Somebody's so depressed today, Father, that they're so depressed they're picking up guns and just shooting people at random. And that's because they have inner rage inside of them. They're blowing up. They don't even know what to do with themselves. So they're just taking knives, cutting people, taking guns, shooting people, strangling people. But Father God, what if they had a chance to laugh before they pulled the trigger? Maybe they wouldn't have pulled the trigger at all. Father God, help us to make deposits into the lives of other people. If it's nothing more than them seeing the laughter that we have on the inside, that they might ask us, what is it that make you happy? And then, Father God, that will give us an opportunity to tell them about Jesus. And we say thank you, and we bless you, Father. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Show us your pathway for provisions. Lead us, guide us, direct us, instruct us, Father. Father, we ask right now that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, calamity, Father, premature death. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. It will not take place. It will not take root, and it will not prosper. And we say thank you right now. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. God, as we come back on next Wednesday, help your people to think of something that they want to share with us, God. To help them to participate, God. And help them to wake up, drink their tea, drink their coffee so don't be groggy. Father God, because sometimes you call in and you're laying on the pillow and you fell back to sleep while the word is gone. But help them to get up next Wednesday, God. And share a story with us. Let us interact and fellowship. You love fellowship. You love fellowship. We can open up the lines and just talk to one another and laugh with one another, Father. And we'll do it any day you tell us to do. It don't have to be Wednesday, God. We'll do it every day if you say do it. If you say take a week and laugh and share stories. God, you know that our ears is open. Because this is not our call. It's not my call. But this is your call. And so we say thank you because you're the commander-in-chief, and our soul says yes. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet. Amen. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face towards you, and the Lord give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Keep on laughing, saints. Amen. And know that when you laugh, God laughing with you. Amen. Glory be to God. And make somebody else laugh. Like Sister Brenda said, amen. Holler. Everybody on the elevator going to laugh. Because laughing is contagious. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We bless God. Love you.
I'm talking right here. Talking right here. I'm talking right now. Yeah, 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 yeah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Coming on right now. Yeah. We're gonna sing. We're gonna sing. We're gonna shout. We're gonna shout.
Take the hands apart now.
Keep on laughing, saints. Keep on laughing. Amen. Laugh all day. Amen. Glory be to God. And laugh all day tomorrow, too. And the next day and the next. Laugh your way to heaven. In Jesus' name. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen.